You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about moving house. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H the reason why each speaker decided to move house. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H the aspect of moving house each speaker has found most challenging. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
There were advantages to living with my parents. My bank balance looked better for a start. Plus all the home comforts like regular meals. But my mates were always giving me a hard time about it, being 25 and still there. So yeah, I found myself a flat so I could prove to myself, I suppose, that I could be self-reliant. Stand on my own two feet, as they say. Since the move, even though I've been living off takeaways, there's a stack of dishes piling up in the kitchen. And I've got nothing clean to wear. It's all sort of got away from me.
Speaker 2.
I was commuting for 3 hours a day and it was doing my head in. It was time I could have been spending on doing something for myself, like actually drinking my coffee rather than pouring it down the sink and rushing off to work, or having time in the evening to relax. That's why I ended up moving in with a colleague, closer to work. We actually get on like a house on fire, despite our politics being completely different, and his mess is largely confined to his bedroom. I try not to have any dealings with the couple next door, though. I mentioned something about their loud music once, and they've been pretty rude to us ever since.
Speaker 3.
Since I gave up my flat in Bristol and moved here to take care of Mum, I've been doing walks with the dog. We both need to burn off some energy and it keeps my mind off things. See, I used to be part of a really tight circle back in Bristol and I miss that. I do message and call them up, but it's not like being in the same room, especially when they're all out together and I can hear them having a laugh. But I'll stay here in the village as long as Mum needs me. The doctor says she'll be up and walking again in a few weeks and I reckon I owe her that much at least. She can hardly do all the household chores herself.
Speaker 4.
My friend's reactions when I said I was moving to the countryside ranged from why to you'll be so bored, you'll be back in the city in a month. But that hasn't been the case at all. I love it here. The bird song, the trees, the river. That said, I haven't yet worked out how to handle the endless stream of visitors bringing round homemade cakes. It's not that I'm ungrateful, but every time I'm about to knuckle down and start typing, there's another interruption. The whole point of coming here was to find inspiration and write my novel, and December's deadline is looming. Commercial success would be nice, but I really just need to make ends meet.
Speaker 5.
I moved to Manchester from London 6 months ago. My thinking being it would be great to see more of my old group from university, the ones I'd lost contact with. Manchester's nightlife is brilliant, as is its cultural scene. The cost of rent and food's more reasonable too. The thing is, I work for a law firm and it's relentless pressure. My friends think I'm making excuses when they ask me out and I say I actually need a night in, but I need time to get on top of my work commitments. I've been oversleeping recently, and sometimes it's only because the woman on the floor above is crashing around that I actually wake up.